Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Just in time for the Miami Mass Choir, Lord of Everything, on Real Gospel.
Thank you.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have the one and only Pastor Mark Cooper of the Miami Mass Choir with me on Real Gospel. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
Thank you for having me, X. I'm glad to be with you today.
Amen. So are you in Miami-Dade County right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let me give a quick shout out to my old roommate, Previn Nelson. We call him Nelly Nell. We were roommates in the Army back at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. He lives in Miami. So shouts out to you, Nelly Nell. I had to do it. I'm sorry.
All right.
I want to encourage him to come on over to the gospel side of things. That's where I'm doing that. So, yeah. So, listen, I'm loving the song. I'm absolutely loving the song, Lord of Everything. And that is also true, that God is Lord of everything. And that, but for somebody who just discovered God yesterday, somebody who just got saved on yesterday, tell us a little bit about yourself and the history of the Miami Mass Choir so they can get a better understanding of what you do and who y'all are.
Yes, well, the Miami Mass Choir, we were founded in 1995. During this time, I was recording Mark Cooper and Friends with Savoy Records under the direction and executive producership of Milton Bigham, Reverend Milton Bigham. And he was in the city. We were riding around. He said, "Mark, have you ever considered doing a mass choir?" And I said, "No." I said, "But it's under consideration now." And because I was just so excited to have opportunities. You know, at that time, I just wanted to be recording. I wanted to be in the studio. So I was like, yes. And immediately we put the choir together in February of 1995. And we recorded our first project in July of the same year, which the hit song came from that project, "What God Has For Me, It Is For Me." And from that time, we've been recording. The Lord has blessed us. We have recorded this new project is our fourth project, but we've been recording now for over 20-some years. And but 15 years ago, I kind of took a break because I started pastoring in 1998. I started pastoring, and we had just recorded our second project, and we did some promotion and, you know, touring with that. And after that, I took a break and really got into the call that God had on my life. So we did that and came back together again, recorded a third project, and I believe it was 2003 or 2005, please forgive me. And we took another break, but we came back together about 6 years ago and started working at the Adrian Arts Center here in Miami, Florida, Performing Arts Center. And they have a series called the Free Gospel Sunday Series, and we are the house choir, if you will, for that series. And while being there, God blessed us with the opportunity to record this latest project there at the Adrian Arts Center. And God has been blessing us, and doors have been opening. We've been getting some great reviews and charting billboards. So we're just so excited to see what God is doing after 15 years that the anointing of God is yet on this music ministry.
Amen. You know, you mentioned working with knowing the Reverend Milton Bigham, a true legend and giant in gospel music who probably doesn't get as much recognition as many other people. How did you come to know him? What was that relationship about?
Well, I met him. I had several groups. So the group that was prior to the Mark Cooper and Friends was called the Music Consortium. And we went to Atlanta to the Edwin Hawkins Music and Arts Seminar. And my group performed there, and it got Reverend Bigham's attention. And at that time, Bishop Mitchell Taylor, who was working there. And that's how I first came into contact with them. Then from there, when we did the Mark Cooper and Friends project, me not necessarily knowing the music business, I brought in LaShawn Pace.
Wow.
And recorded her, which was Reverend Milton Bigham's artist. I recorded her on my project and turned around and then shopped the project to the record company. And
they said, what? I think,
yeah, exactly. And I think Reverend Bigham at first was like, who does this kid think he is? I mean, seriously, you're going to record my artist and then send me the project and shop it with me. But at any rate, they ended up signing us, and that's how I came into contact with him. And you said a lot because, you know, when you mentioned him, and a lot of times he does not get the honor that he deserves, but I just want to take this moment to really salute him because he gave me the opportunity to get into the gospel music industry, and I learned a lot from him, you know, in those studio sessions. There's one thing I carried from him, and that was editing, you know, the songs and preparing them for the project. A lot of times, you know, as a young artist, I was like, oh man, you got to leave that in the song, man. That's hot. Oh man, did you hear when the keyboard player did that? He was like, Mark, nobody wants to hear that. He said, you know, we got to cut this song and get it down to a reasonable time. So I learned, you know, how to, you know, create great radio edits and just make sure that the song was always presented in the best light. So I thank him for that.
Amen. And I'm glad that you said some inspiring words over him because, like I said, and we both know that he is a tremendous giant and had a lot of influence in gospel music. So the Miami Mass Choir, how was it formed? Who's in the choir? How did you end up, you know, who are the members? How are you selecting the members?
Well, when we first started, I just put out a clarion call and sent out the word that we were starting the choir, and people came from everywhere. We accepted everybody, and in that season in 1995, I would say, you know, there was a lot popping in Miami, so a lot of the top gospel singers and choir members and songwriters all gathered together, and that's how we started. After we took our little hiatus and came back together, the Adrian Arts Center put out a word for auditions, and we really did auditions that time. We took time to pick the best singers. They had to come before us and sing, so on and so forth. So that is the bulk of the choir now, and we did have some of the founding members that are still with us, that are singing with us. So that's who the Miami Mass Choir is right now, some of South Florida's best artists and singers.
And you also did a little something with Kanye West and Jesus Walks.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, when the MTV Awards were here, we were just honored to have the opportunity to do Jesus Walks on that award show. We marched in behind him with our robes on, singing the song. It was a great experience, man. I tell you, it was wonderful to have him turn around after we did the song and just, you know, dab me up and give me a hand clap and hugs and everything and really thank us for being a part. It was great.
and just a little note to people out there, Kanye West has not been the same ever since. He's going in a different direction. he should have stuck with you all.
right. He should have kept on walking. Kept on walking with Jesus.
There you go. So on this new CD project, what can we expect? Who's on this project?
Well, this project is, I'll call it a star-studded. We have the soul sister herself. I call her the cleanup woman, Miss Betty Wright, R&B singer.
Yeah.
And she is a child of God. And let me tell you, there's an anointing on her life. She's part of this project. Pastor Beverly Crawford is on this project. Zacardi Cortez is part of the project. And a young man by the name of Tony LeBron and Jaleesa Faye and many others of the singers and faces that have been a part of the Miami Mass Choir.
Amen. Any breakout artists are you expecting to come from this project? You know, somebody, I mean, we know Beverly Crawford does her thing, but I mean, like Zacardi Cortez, but is there anybody else that we should be looking out for that may step out and mute and have gotten their start with you?
Jaleesa Faye. She does the duet with Zacardi Cortez. I would say Jaleesa Faye because over the past 3 or 4 years, she's been traveling with Travis Green doing background for him. And, you know, she's been getting the experience of the industry, being on the road, and she's a very talented young lady. And just to speak of that song, it was very interesting when we recorded because It was a duet, but Jaleesa was, I mean, she was really bringing it. She was bringing it to the place where Sicardi just kind of stepped back and just was watching her do a thing. And I mean, you know, it was a fabulous thing. So I really think she's going to be the breakout artist from this project, that you're going to hear more from her as a solo artist, so on and so forth.
Amen, amen. So you're pastoring, is your church in Miami?
Yes, we're in Miami Gardens, Upper Room Ministries of Miami Gardens.
Okay. What are your service times and what's the address in case someone listening here wants to travel there or they're there and they're looking for a church home?
Yes, we are Upper Room Ministries of Miami Gardens. We're located at 3800 Northwest 199th Street. And our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 8 p.m. And we have, of course, other ministries that go forth, our men's, women's ministry, various youth ministries. So there's great opportunity for you to be a part of the body of Christ and worship with us and serve the kingdom.
Amen. That's what it's all about, serving the kingdom of God. So let me ask you this in our closing moments. Is there any artist that you have not worked with that you would love to work with?
I don't know if there is a particular. I think I am open to work with everybody. I think that would be my best answer. I would love to work with everybody, anybody that I had the opportunity to work with, because I think that everybody in the industry right now, and I use that word loosely because we've been recently having a discussion, is it the music, is it gospel music, is it the industry, is it ministry? Well, it's all of the above, but I would say that there are some great ministers of music and songwriters and singers, and I would love the opportunity to work with everybody.
Amen, amen. So what was the biggest challenge for this project? After 15 years, you know, what are some of the things that you had to go back and say, okay,
I think the thing was really learning the industry as it is now, because so much changed from the time that I was with Savoy. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, it was, you could get a 5 minute, 6 minute, 7 minute song played on the radio. And what God has for me was every bit of almost 7 minutes. And that song played and still plays today in on many stations. But I had to really kind of learn where we were now. This is a digital world. Many people are downloading music versus going to stores now. So a lot of those dynamics, it was really more going to school to know where we were today and how the industry was operating musically. I've stayed busy. I've been producing continually indie projects throughout the entire time. So I've personally stayed busy working, but just learning the industry, that was the biggest curve. And I'm just glad to have a lot of great people in my life. Adrian Warren, glad to have Miss Benita Bellamy. She's been a blessing.
Yes, shouts out to Benita Bellamy. Yes, hardest working PR person. You know, yes.
Oh, yeah. She's a woman that will answer my questions. It does not matter what it is. And she has taken the time to give me a crash course on today's industry. I want to also give a shout out to Mr. Dennis Cole.
Yes.
From Mighty Dominion.
Yes.
Yeah, Brother Dennis has really taken out time to pour in. So I thank those people. You know, I have a good core that's around me and supporting our label, the Majo Records label. And I'm just honored because all that we're doing right now, you know, we don't have the backing of a big brand. Right now we're doing what we're doing under the umbrella of what God has given us, and God is blessing it, and God is opening doors.
Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the one and only Pastor Mark Cooper of the Miami Mass Choir. Their new CD project is called Live at the Adrian Arts Center, and it is available now. Pastor Mark, how can they get more information about you and the choir?
You can visit us Facebook, Instagram, Miami Mass Choir, at Miami Mass Choir. You can also email us if you're interested in booking us or any other things. You can email us at Miami Mass Choir @gmail. And if you're interested in our project, you can download it at iTunes, Amazon, and you can stream us at all of the digital outlets.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us on Real Gospel. You have nothing but our continued support right here.
Thank you for having me, and we pray God's blessings upon you as well.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.